Hey there, welcome to Outside Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson. With me is Eric Johansson, teacher, podcast producer, occasional ask button answerer.
Occasionally, if you're lucky.
Occasionally, yeah.
Or unlucky, I don't know.
Today we have an email from Maria Nella.
Yeah, Maria Nella writes in, says, hi again. Thanks for writing in again. Thank you so much for posting the episode with Hannah Chanin in your latest newsletter. That's a reference to LSAT Demon Daily episode 327, one of the very first LSAT success stories we produced, I think. You can hear about how Hannah went from a 157 to a 174, and also about her job in, she works as an in-house lawyer at a biotech company, or at least she did during the time of that recording. So that sounds interesting. Check it out. Marianella says, there appears to be a recurring theme in almost all of your interviews, pre-law experience. I know that this is important not only to ensure that the person is sure that they will enjoy a career in law, but also get acquainted with policies and procedures. However, my situation is different. I'm currently a full-time IT manager at a software company. My full-time income is necessary for my household, especially with two kids going to college next year. And when I get accepted into law school, I plan to do the Flex JD for people like me. That's a part-time hybrid program. The episode with Hannah opened my eyes, and as she said, I can now see that I can advocate for myself and try the best approach to attending school without having debt, as I will most likely have it for my kids. However, I'm concerned that my lack of pre-law experience and exposure might put me at a disadvantage. Any suggestions? Thanks for your time and advice, Marianella. So, yeah, we do often recommend that people try to get some legal work experience, whether it's working as a paralegal or something like that, to get a taste for what life as a lawyer is like before they commit to law school. Do you think that is also critical to making yourself a strong applicant? Will you be at a disadvantage in admissions if you don't have that pre-law experience?
No. In fact, a lot of people applying to law school have that experience, and therefore you won't stand out. Having a background in IT will make you stand out, right? A lot of people who are in IT don't shift over to law school. It's all about, hey, how did you do when you were in that field? So when it comes to applications, I wouldn't worry about this lack of experience at all. I think you can totally write about your IT experience and create a very compelling application. Individually, though, I would be concerned, do you know what you're getting into? And even if you don't end up getting legal experience, talk to people who do law. Do those informational interviews. Reach out to people on LinkedIn. Reach out to people at your company. Presumably, there's some people tied into the legal issues. Ask them what they do every day. Just become an expert in what lawyers do and decide, does this sound like something I really want to do? Because if it's not, then you're going to want to go in a different direction.
The other thing I would say, I know that money is an issue for you. Do check that whatever part-time program you're interested in applying to has scholarship available. There's a trade-off that I think, unfortunate trade-off in some cases where law schools might not offer the same scholarships to their part-time students because they assume you'll be working on the side. So yes, I know you need that income, but will going part-time so that you can work full-time, might that income be offset if you end up paying more? Probably already stuff that you are aware of, Marianella, that you're thinking about, but just you might need to do a little extra research on whether the scholarships that would make this affordable get extended to the part-time applicants.
Great.
Anything else for Marianella?
No. Let us know what you decide. Let us know what you find out.
Yeah, thanks. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.